All right, Pro Circuit Pulpcasts. Mitch Payton. Hey, Garrett rode really well. He was good all day. He's good on this stuff. He's from Idaho or Utah or whatever, and he's always good at this stuff.
Now he rode really good today. I was really pumped with him. He was fast in the qualifying and all that stuff, and in the heat race he got a really good start. He led that, but they watered it quite a bit, and then he lost the front end and fell down, and that was whatever. But then in the main event he didn't get that start, and he was a little bit buried, but he rode really good. He made up a lot of time. He was really good in the whoops all day. Did all the rhythms. I'm just really stoked on him.
Kind of followed Bomera a little bit through, right? Like he was just right ahead of him.
Yeah. And there was a moment there where I thought he was going to get back by him, and then they got into a couple lappers, and he lost a little time, and then that was over.
Yep. Is he 100% healthy? Are we good to go on that end?
Yeah, I think he's great. Yeah. I think the moto was really good.
Drew Adams came back, not bad, ran top 10. He was solid all day. I thought Drew rode really good, considering, again, like, it's only his third race, so.
Yep, no, he did ride really good, and his speed was really good. It was the same thing, like, he just had not the perfect start, so he was buried a little bit, but then he was a little bit slow on probably the first two laps, and then he got rolling, and laps came up and everything was good, and then got by some guys, and like I was impressed with that. Like, that was really good.
What do you think about how long he's been off? First time pro, no nerves, everything else. He just looked like he belonged, right?
Yeah, and it was more like, you know, like I know he expects to do better than that, but I kind of figure that's reality, right? So I think you gotta work from that, and then the next one, you know, like the goal should be like get top five, and then you're like, all right, now I've done that, and then you go for a podium, and then after that, that's a win. So I think he did great.
Do you think you have between Garrett and Drew the heaviest and tallest 250 riders on the planet currently?
Absolutely. Like,
I mean, DeWolf's pretty big, but he doesn't weigh these ones.
Yeah, like I think he's lightweight compared to these guys. They're really heavy, and like we've talked about that, I'm like, about fitness, because I'm like, you guys have to be in good shape, because if you don't get a good start with all these little guys, you got to use the last part of the moto to pass people. So I think it is important, but it also showed that the bikes are good, because they did get some good starts and they got a couple bad starts, and so did everybody. But like, I think the bikes are really good. I think they rode really well, but it is a disadvantage on the start to be that heavy, for sure.
But if a fight ever breaks out in the class, you may win.
Especially if they team up on somebody. Yeah.
Like one man versus or 100 men versus the gorilla.
Well, yeah, you just take them down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, they rode good. I'm pumped on them.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yep.